This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the Blueberry Convo by Design Studio in Columbus, Ohio. The lead stories are coronavirus, Facebook's ban on medical mask listings and the futility in doing so, law enforcement abusing location data, and a new Netflix account sharing tool. I want to welcome you to episode 1,428 or 9 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, March 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy.com can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, we are live on Facebook only tonight on both the Geek News Central page and also my personal profile. And I want to welcome anyone that is live. If you are, make sure you say hello in the Facebook chat. But more importantly, if you're listening to the show for the very first time, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're over there, get subscribed to the show. All you got to do is subscribe to the podcast via all the options available on the right-hand side of the website. Once you do, you're connected to the show. You'll get every episode delivered directly to your podcast app minutes after the show is published. Of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter on the website as well. Again, that is at geeknewscentral.com. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about during the show today, including the availability of all the links, of all the content. So when you get that newsletter, it has everything in there that I covered, all right? You can listen on blueberry.com. Of course, you can listen to the show on your smart home device by saying the magic word to wake that device up and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or on Slack. If you need a Slack invite, all you have to do is email me, geeknews@gmail.com, or now on Discord. Discord is a place where all the cool cats are hanging out. You can always contact me via email as well. If you have any comments on the show, same email address, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter at geeknews. Of course, I want you to follow me on Facebook. Just search for my name, Todd Cochran. Partner shows, all linked at geeknewscentral.com, include the GNC Week in Review with Kirk Corliss, our executive producer here at GNC. The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site, the new media show, and podcast legends. You can always pick up gear from the show at cafepress.com/Ohana Store. This show, of course, is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You'll find all my deals there, whether it be a $499.com, whether it be a managed WordPress site, or just a standard hosting account, starting at $1, just $1 a month for the first 12 months, which includes a free domain name. So get your hosting on at GoDaddy at $1 a month, $12 gets you started. Make sure you select the one-year selection so that you get the $12 deal. Definitely look at the price it's going to cost you when you renew based on the package that you pick. But again, get all your hosting needs at GoDaddy by using my promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can get a website 30-day trial on Website Builder as well. There's also a cool 30% off code on that page. That's when you save money when you're already a customer and you go to buy something. So we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. Fantastic that you're all on. I'm glad to be back. It seems like it's been forever. So, you know, I had all intentions. Absolute all intentions of a week ago today doing a show from my daughter's house. But things kind of turned sideways. I flew out of Columbus Saturday morning. Got down to Orlando about 11:30. Went with my daughter back to the house and daughter and brother, son-in-law. Went back to the house and my little pumpkin is busting two teeth and gumming and also got an ear infection. She was an unhappy little camper and running a temperature, you know, just all the all the misery that goes along with that stuff with little ones. But we did get some quality time in between her grumpiness and, you know, being ear infected and everything else. We did get a break to be able to, after she got a little better, we did get a chance to go to Busch Gardens. So I haven't been to Busch Gardens in, my God, since I was a kid. So how things have changed. Of course, I don't remember Busch Gardens when I was a kid. I think the only thing I remember is my dad went to the beer tent or beer pavilion. I don't even think that exists anymore because Anheuser-Busch, I don't think, even owns Busch Gardens. So anyway, we had a good time there and kind of hung out. But yeah, Monday's night show just was not working out. Daughter was not feeling good too. On top of this, before I had arrived, my little pumpkin, the granddaughter, had stomach flu. So she's in daycare. So it's whack-a-mole time with all these, you know, kids get there and they share their germs. And of course it's not good. So my daughter caught the stomach flu. So she was down for the count and I'm like freaking out. I'm washing because I'm getting ready to go to Orlando and hang out with the 1800 podcasters. And I'm washing my hands about every, you know, even though it's in my daughter's house and, you know, wiping my little one's face off and doing everything I can to contain the spread of germs. You know, it's just impossible almost. And because she's, you know, hand in mouth, touching everything, and it is what it is, right? So, and then my son-in-law got stomach flu. He was down for the count for 24 hours, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm next. Right about the time I got to get in the car and go to Orlando, but knock on wood, somehow I avoided everything and survived and left for Orlando. And everyone is doing elbow bumps. Some people are shaking hands, but we had a great time with 1800. That at least was what we were told was the attendance. Every other conference in the town had shut down, but this one, the show continued. So crossing my fingers that everyone was healthy and wise. So we'll see what happens there. But you know, you would not know that there is an issue anywhere in this country. You would not know. Airplanes are full. Orlando Airport was packed. Now, if anything is going to happen, probably the one place I was weirded out the most about was Orlando Airport, because it was just a sea of bodies. And, you know, they were 45 deep standing in lines to get food. And I'm incognizant of anything I'm touching, and at least to the best of my ability, because subconsciously you just touch stuff. And all it takes is one person. and just, oh my goodness. So anyway, everyone's watching. It was kind of weird, but you know, you're sitting down in seats that 5,000 other people have sat in the week, and you're kind of, you know, you're even weirded out about that. But what are you going to do? You're not going to change your life, right? You're going to continue on. That's what I am going to do. And matter of fact, I've got travel scheduled to New York City next week. My son is getting on an airplane here in just a minute. He's going to an event in Washington, D.C. They haven't canceled that out, so his school continued on with the event. So, and I think the young ones are the most safe in this age bracket. It's us old folks that have got to watch out, but I'm at the edge of that age where probably need to be careful, but I'm not going to kowtow this thing. I'm not going to cower. I am not. Just going to use the best practices I can and hope for the best. And I think the whole country's in an absolute panic. You know, we just have to be diligent, right? And be careful. And I've told my employees, you even think you're getting cold or a flu or runny nose, stay home. Do not come to the office. Do not even think about it. And matter of fact, I said, if you even think you're getting a cold or flu, you stay home. Don't come in. And anyway, so we'll see if anybody takes advantage and gets a couple of free days PTO. But anyway, I think the airports is, you know, can you imagine? Italy just went on lockdown, right? Can you imagine if they tried to do that in this country? People would protest being locked down. I really think they would. I don't think Americans will be susceptible to just doing what they're going to do. So anyway, here's what's going on. Schedule this week. I'm going to be here today, obviously, in Columbus. On Thursday, I'm going to be in the studio in Michigan. On Monday, I'm going to be in the studio in Michigan. On Thursday, I'm going to be in New York City on my way back to Columbus. And then the schedule's kind of crazy. So, but anyway, that's what's going on for the next couple of weeks here. So I just thought I would let you know. And thanks for being patient with me. And hope I got the grandpa passed by all of you to be out. When my little pumpkin was sick, and I stepped in and did grandpa duties a little bit here. All right, so let's get in the stack. Got a great stack of stuff. If you're on Facebook, make sure you say hello. I don't know if I can see all the comments that have come in. There's a number of you watching. Make sure you say hi. I hope that you do, because you know, it lets me know who's tied up and watching the show. So thanks for being here. All right, so let's go ahead and bring the first article up, and it's just basically the Dow's out of control. Time to buy. Haley, time to buy. I think it is. You know, this is a short-term thing. I think this thing's going to skyrocket like a rocket ship here. It may go down some more, but I don't see, as soon as we get the all clear, it's back to business as normal, but time will tell. But within that, Amazon has told its New York in New Jersey employees to stay home. Does that mean it's telling its warehouse folks to stay home? Amazon has told employees in two major markets, New York and New Jersey, to stay home until at least the end of the month amid novel coronavirus fears. Amazon did not comment on how many employees this is likely to impact or which divisions of its sprawling business it considers able to work remotely. You can't ship packages without people being there, right? So anyway, I know there's outbreaks in New York and New Jersey and places like that. People be careful out there. And we even had an Amazon Seattle employee that tested positive. But I'm hearing, because I heard it on the news as I was driving around today. As a matter of fact, it was my car defaulted back to some news station because the Bluetooth was disconnected, and basically said the president was coming out with some sort of worker stimulus package tomorrow. So we'll see what happens there. Apple made an announcement. They say it's okay. It is now okay to use disinfectant wipes to clean your iPhone. I didn't know you couldn't do that to begin with. Apple says it's now okay to use Clorox disinfecting wipes and other disinfectants to clean your iPhone and Apple gadgets. Just don't submerge it in cleaning agents, turning the device off, and make sure you're not getting moisture into the openings, like the charging port. You still should not use aerosol sprays, bleaches, or abrasives, and you shouldn't use spray cleaners directly on the screen. So they've updated its website on instructions on how to clean the most dirty device that you have, which of course is your mobile phone. I know no one takes their mobile phone into the bathroom. I know you don't do that. But you know it is the most dirty device. It is absolutely by far. So clean that bad boy once in a while. And previously Apple had advised against cleaning products because they can quote unquote sometimes damage the special coating on screens that help prevent fingerprints. Well, you know, wipe it, don't scrub it. And they say using a 70% isopropyl alcohol wipe or Clorox disinfecting wipes, you may gently wipe the hard, non porous surfaces of your Apple product, such as display, keyboard, or other exterior surfaces. Don't use bleach. Avoid getting moisture in any opening, and don't submerge your Apple products in any cleaning agents. If you do, you void your warranty, ladies and gentlemen. Any type of liquid, again, liquid getting in, triggers a sensor in that device, and you are done. You are done. Unless you have the advanced Apple Care that has a moisture protection, you do not get a refund. You go immediately to buy another one on your dime. Lee says, hey, if we only had that old school Freon, hey, I'm going to tell you what I wouldn't give for a couple bottles of that. Of course, that's not being environmentally aware, but yes, Lee, that old school Freon that was in an aerosol can back in the 1980s when I was first in the Navy that Lee and I both used, that stuff was the best cleaner on the planet Earth for electronics. It was fantastic. You would spray a circuit board and the dirt would just run off and the thing would be just crystal clean. Meanwhile, you contributed to the ozone deterioration. But yeah, that stuff is outlawed, illegal. But what I wouldn't give for about a case of that right now. All right, moving on here. Facebook, yes, they banned medical mask listings, but they're still littering the platform. The masks are going for exorbitant prices. Again, the CDC says you do not need a mask unless you are sick. Unless you're trying to stop other people from getting sick from you being sick. I know many people don't care. They're going to wear them anyway. But some Facebook Marketplace listings were only hours old, while others had been up for days. The Verge was able to find listings located in states across the U.S. with some sellers offering to mail them to buyers for an additional fee. The face masks were being sold for anywhere from 75 cents to $1,000 a piece. Oh my gosh. That is ridiculous. Take, all right, you want a hard school farmer mask? All you got to get is bandana. You know what a bandana is? Have you ever seen a bandana? I bet you can go to the store and you can buy bandanas. You fold a bandana into basically a triangle. You wrap it around your face and tie it behind your head. That is going to be about as effective as one of these face masks. Get a bandana. If you can't get a face mask, use a bandana. This is not medical advice, by the way. I'm not a doctor. Why not, right? Or sew your own. You know, take an old pair of blue jeans. Cut them up. Get some string or a rubber band. Make your own face mask. I think that would be better. Old Levi's versus some mask. Hey, yeah, come on. We all can do all kinds of creative stuff, right? Some of you are very stylish. I'm sure you could come up. I bet you go on YouTube right now. I bet you. And if you went and Googled and YouTubed homemade face masks, I bet there's face mask video out there that's got about 5 billion hits right now. Because everyone needs a face mask. All right. So anyway, coronavirus, don't let it drive your life. Take care of your seniors. Yes, yes, yes. If we have anyone in the audience that is going through chemotherapy, if you have any immunity deficiencies, please, 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 you know the drill already. Be careful. Be careful, because this can affect you more than it can affect the majority of us, all right? Anyone over 60 years of age, it might be advised just to use a little precaution. And I know we have people in this audience that are in their 70s. Use a lot of precaution. All right? These are the age groups that are being affected the most. All right? And so be careful out there, all right? All right, let's talk a little bit about some techie stuff. Law enforcement is abusing location data. And according to Android Central, it's causing more harm than good. Being innocent does not stop you from being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So let's say you're out, you have a bike route, you ride every day, getting a little exercise, making sure the ticker works good, and you drive by a house every day, but yet you go by that house one day while it's being robbed. And the police ask Google for all the people that drove by or were near that house with their location data turned on their phone within a certain time period, and you on your bike were flagged. And Google notified you that within 7 days they would be turning over your location data to the police department. Well, this happened to Zachary McCoy. And he was in the crosshairs of the Gainesville Police Department as a suspect in a crime he didn't commit. He had to go get a lawyer and basically spend a few thousand dollars to keep himself from being put in jail. The police know and can request anonymous data from Google about every device that's been within a certain distance of a crime. The law says Google must comply with these broad warrants, and the raw data is handed over for someone working for or with law enforcement to go through. If that person sees anything that they think needs further investigation, warrants are served to Google for account data that's not sanitized and anonymous. Google's policy is not to release any data before a customer is informed and has a chance to respond. And this is what he did. He had 7 days, so he went out and got a lawyer. And he was forced to spend money. He proved that hadn't done anything. Google told NBC News that geofence warrants had increased by over 2,000% since 2017. That's not a typo, 2,000%. Law enforcement has figured out a lazy shortcut to police work. Well, it's not necessarily lazy, but at the same time, you can be in the wrong place just by accident and be wrapped up into something. So be aware. Do you need that location data turned on all the time? I guarantee you the crooks don't have it turned on. They're not. They're at least up to speed. They're turning it off. So if they've turned it off and yours is on, you could be going to jail. Of course, they have to prove the case, right? But a lot of people went to the electric chair for less reasons. So be aware. Now you can share your Netflix account just by sending a link. This is an article on Fast Company. Do Not Pay is a startup that seems to delight in corporate trolling. Among its patchwork of services are a virtual credit card that can generate endless free trials, a fast food receipt scanner that automatically fills out surveys for free food, and an automated complaint system that secures reimbursements for shoddy in-flight Wi-Fi. Now they've devised a way to share Netflix and other subscription services without showing your password to anyone. By installing the startup's free Chrome extension, you can generate links that other people can use to access your subscription. Instead of sharing the actual password, Do Not Pay uses a cookie to transfer your browsing session to other browsers. Effective fooling services such as Netflix and Hulu into thinking you just logged in through another Chrome tab. This is ridiculous. Anyway, they built this, and obviously companies aren't very happy about it. So it won't be long before Netflix finds a way to shut this down, or they will only allow you to have one person logged into the account at a time. Bill Gates is funding a coronavirus home testing kit. The at-home test would reportedly have a 2-day turnaround for results. You might be dead by then. If you're at home and you show symptoms and you've been traveling around and moving around, I'm watching myself. If I get a fever, if I start getting any of the symptoms of coronavirus, I'm going to be calling my doctor. And I'm not going to go to the doctor's office immediately. I'm going to ask him for advice on what to do. Coronavirus.org, ladies and gentlemen. Coronavirus.org is the government's website. They're coming out with new information tomorrow. Or most of you will listen to this today. But anyway, if you get a positive result, those infected can fill out online forms about their movements and contacts so health officials can track the virus spread. The Seattle Times' Scott Dow, leader of the coronavirus response within the foundation, told the Times that his goal to have thousands of tests processed daily. So we'll see When's it going to be available? Oh, they're going to fund home testing kits for those that think they might be infected. He's not developing one. He's going to fund them. Those of you that have insurance policies, the coronavirus kits are covered. Those of you on Medicare and Medicaid, the coronavirus kits are covered by insurance. Okay, just be aware. And I'm sure if you're showing signs and meet the criteria, they will test you. Apollo 13 50th anniversary exhibit to launch with a new space rental service. They've made a mock-up that basically is basically kind of like a traveling exhibit that you can rent, that you can set up, that people can review. Interesting. The Commosphere Apollo 13 A Mission of Survival traveling exhibit includes display panels and real and replica items from the Kansas Museum's collection. So they've expanded. I guess this is something common they do. The existing Spaceworks Restoration Replication Division included a new line of space artifacts, rentals, and display fabrication services. So if you're interested in having an Apollo 13 thing in your house, where people can come pay to look at Apollo 13 history, you can rent a display. Hey, the SpaceX Dragon cargo ship, the last to be caught by the robot arm, has arrived at the space station. This was the last ever capture of a Dragon by the station's robotic arm. Interesting. So the current mission, the 20th SpaceX has flown under a cargo deal with NASA, is the last for this first version of the SpaceX resupply vehicle. The new SpaceX resupply vehicle will dock directly to the International Space Station. No arm required, just like SpaceX astronaut carrying a Crew Dragon capsule. So anyway, 20 missions they've delivered. Fantastic. Didn't they blow a couple of them up? On the low today is packed with science gear. Among the hardware is something the Bartolomeo facility created by the ESA and aerospace company Airbus that will provide greater research opportunity for the ISS exterior. Dragon also toted up a variety of scientific experiments, with one called MVP Cell 03, which examines whether microgravity increases the production of heart cells from human-induced pluripotent stem cells. NASA officials wrote in a statement, the investigation includes stem cells to generate heart precursor cells in cultures, those cells on the space station to analyze and compare with cultures grown on Earth. So good job. And I missed the doggone launch. I thought it was Saturday night. It wasn't. It was Friday night. I missed it completely. No one said if they saw it from where we were at, but I can't imagine that they missed it. Dummy me. I didn't set my calendar. All right, what's new on Netflix the week of March 9th? If you want to watch Men in Black on Netflix, you only have a few days more. Both Men in Black and Men in Black 2 are leaving the service on March 14th to make way for new programming, and there's tons of it. So I got a whole list here on the link from Lifehacker. That'll be up in the show notes. Definitely check it out. Max von Sydow, Star Wars and Game of Thrones actor, dies at 90. So he appeared in Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Game of Thrones, died Sunday at the age of 90. The Swedish-born actor's family confirmed his death with a broken heart and with infinite sadness via his agency. Von Sydow appeared in more than 100 movies and TV shows, with iconic roles in Ingmar Bergman's 1957 movie, The Seventh Seal. He worked with Bergman 11 times, and the 1973 famous movie, The Exorcist. So link up, of course, will be in the show notes. So if you don't know who he is, when you see him, you'll immediately recognize who he is. All right, if you use the Google Authenticator, stop, especially if you're using an Android device. Google's Authenticator app for Android comes with an unfixed issue that causes a great, huge security nightmare. If you have any other malware or otherwise shifty apps installed on your device, I should say also, the Microsoft Authenticator app is also affected you can be hacked. And they say you should try an app like Authy, A-U-T-H-Y. It doesn't have an issue. But otherwise, Microsoft Authenticator and the Google Authenticator app is going to have to be updated to fix this issue for your 2FA codes that could be seeing you have some issue. Chris Jordan says, oh, his best two parts ever were The Exorcist and Flash Gordon. Oh, someone is saying Flash. Wait, was he Ming? So this is a comment going on our Facebook channel at the moment. Moving on here, Facebook has been sued by the Australian privacy watchdog over the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The social network allegedly violated the privacy of more than 311,000 Australian users, so they're going after them for some damages. The hits keep coming on this, right? Now, this is interesting. We've all talked about autonomous driving and how vehicles are going to talk to one another. Ford, yes, the motor company Ford, warns the FCC car-to-car communication proposal is unsafe. And this is why the automaker does not want to give up any spectrum to Wi-Fi. A FCC proposal to offer a portion of a new radio spectrum for ordinary Wi-Fi use would, according to Ford, make car-to-car communications unsafe and could squelch advancements in self-driving cars. The automaker wants all the spectrum in a swath of airways near the 5.9 gigahertz frequency band to be available for a technology called C-V2X, short for Cellular Vehicle-to-Everything Communications. C-V2X repurposes the mobile network technology in your phone to let cars talk to each other, as well as traffic signals and other devices. C-V2X could be used to improve safety today while laying the foundation for self-driving cars. Well, here's the reason. The spectrum is allocated for an older car-to-car communication technology, dedicated short-range communications, DSRC, that never gained widespread adoption. Now the FCC wants it back. But they want a shared approach. Ford believes that the agency will hurt safety and hobble automotive progress. Hey, I'm thinking here that you should have used your spectrum when you had it instead of wasting it and sitting on it. That's my plan. There's plenty of frequency available to do what you need to do. And if you're going to do something, make a real play and set a timeline on it and get on with it. We all want these vehicles to operate better together. We really, really do. And by the way, driving I-4 between Tampa and Orlando, that has got to be, I heard it was the most accident-prone highway in America. It's insane. You know, I typically two car lengths. That wasn't enough. I was driving 3 and 4 car lengths because these people, I don't know if it's tourists or what, for unknown reason, all of a sudden, just come to a stop. And then 15 seconds later, at 60 miles an hour again. It's bizarre. Reminds me of Hawaii traffic. Twitter will keep Jack Dorsey as their CEO in a new deal with activist investor group. They have committed to $2 billion in stock buyback to appease the Elliott management. Now, do you know who Elliott management is? Elliott management is a very interesting organization. They have a particular political leaning. And interesting move here that they have been acquiring a whole bunch of stock. I'll let you do your own research. But anyway, he's going to keep his job as part of the deal that they made. So we'll see what happens. NASA Center in California issues mandatory work from home policy after employee tests positive for COVID-19 or coronavirus. So which two facilities? The NASA Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley. And where else? I guess that's it. It says several facilities. Well, anyway, some people are working from home out of abundance of caution. We're all going to be working from home soon. Comcast Charter you should not be surprised at this number, has expanded its broadband domination as cable hit 67% market share. Cable soars again as telcos fail to play enough fiber to offset DSL losses. Lightman Research Group latest broadband market review found that the top eight cable companies combined to add 3.14 million broadband subscribers in 2019, reaching a total of 67.98 million. Comcast and Charter accounted for most of the total subscribers and most of the gains. Comcast added 1.41 million subscribers in the year to reach 28.63 million, and Charter added 1.41 million to reach 26.66 million. Cox, the third largest cable company in the Lightman review, added 110,000 subscribers at 5.17 million. So AT&T, Yahoo, lost 312,000 subscribers, dropping to 15.39 million after losing only 18,000 subscribers in 2018. Verizon lost just 5,000 subscribers in 2019, remaining steady at 6.96 million. CenturyLink lost 134,000 to drop 4.68 million. And Frontier, yes, the much-hated, horrible, rotten, no-good company Frontier, in my opinion, I'll be very clear to say that, in my opinion, was in bad shape, losing 235,000 subscribers to drop to 3.5 million overall. Frontier is expected to file for bankruptcy this month. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But not enough fiber. Not enough fiber. Not enough fiber. All right, little techie stuff on the Apple side. Apple Watch OS 7 feature leaks, sleep tracking, watch face sharing, and more. Now, here's the thing. Who's wearing their Apple Watch during the night? I'm charging mine during the night. Are you going to have two watches? How do you charge this thing in sleep? And do you really want to share watch faces with your friends? I don't understand that. We all get the same watch faces unless I guess you buy some, right? I haven't bought any watch faces. Have you guys bought any watch faces for your Apple Watch? If you have, send me a picture. Let me know what you bought. So anyway, one thing that they didn't announce? They didn't announce their WWDC event. Very smart of Apple. Uh-huh, Grasshopper. They're waiting. So maybe their announcement's going to come later this year. Also, Lee, you made your own? Aren't you such a little tech head? Scientists will soon be able to monitor air pollution hourly from space. NASA, South Korea, and the European Space Agency are working together on a virtual constellation of space-based instruments to document global air quality. In an unprecedented detail, for the first time, scientists will be able to track pollution from space on an hourly basis. I want to see this. We need to see this. You know why? You'll see how bad it is over Bangkok, how bad it is over big cities in China. You think it's bad in America? Wait till you see this. If you've never traveled international, wait till you see this disgusting black layer of pollution over many of these cities. Cannot wait. GEMS will monitor aerosol and smog over Asia. Its data will be available by next year. NASA is interested in following pollution for oil and gas fields, ships and drilling platforms, and rush hour traffic in North America. About Honolulu? Like to see where all that stuff goes from H1 as it gets pushed off the coast. That's why they want us to have electric vehicles, right? Did you hear how low oil got today? Maybe time to buy oil, energy products. It's not going to stay low forever. I think it's probably a good investment if you have some cash laying around. Amazon launches business selling automated checkout to retailers. Surprise, surprise. I don't think this comes as a surprise as anyone considering what they're doing with Amazon Go. So they're going to sell the tech. They've signed several deals with customers it would not name. A new website will invite others to inquire about the service dubbed Just Walk Out Technology by Amazon. So, how about Just Walk Out Technology coming to a 7-Eleven near you? Wouldn't that be awesome? Walk into a 7-Eleven and buy buy what you need or pick up what you need and walk out and not have to wait for the three people that are in line ahead of you getting cigarettes or liquor. I don't think 7-Eleven sells, maybe they do sell liquor. I don't know. But yeah, I know that I've often stood in line waiting for someone to get cigarettes from behind the counter. I just go and get my stuff and get out. That's what I want. Spotify's new home screen helps you get back to favorites. It's built for podcasts and favorite playlists. I'm going to ask you as an audience member of the show, please listen to my podcast on something other than Spotify. If you are listening this on this podcast on Spotify, geeknews@gmail.com. I don't want to hear why. Why are you listening to my show on Spotify? Please use one of the great podcasting apps that are out there, Pocket Cast, Overcast. There's a dozen others. Apple Podcasts, for those of you that are using iPhone, that one's free, right? Please don't use Spotify to listen to this show. And if you do, I guess thank you very much. I'm not asking you to go away, but come on. They haven't done my company any favors. Sophisticated mouse cursor support is coming to iOS. 14 new iPad smart keyboard models with trackpad. All right, some features. How much more can you improve the mouse? Well, let me read that again. Sophisticated mouse cursor support coming to iOS 14, comma, new iPad smart keyboard models with trackpad. Oh, so finally we're going to have keyboards and trackpads for your iPads. Oh, there's been some of that available already. I don't think trackpads, but definitely keyboards. QB's been accused of patent infringement for its turnstile video feature. The short-form mobile video streaming service is scheduled to launch on April 6th, but artists are facing a patent infringement dispute. Eco, a New York-based company that creates interactive video, claims QB used patented tech and stolen trade secrets to develop its turnstile technology. Here we go again. And finally, this is good news. Facebook has named two women to its board, nearing gender parity. Nancy Kilfer and Tracy Travis are joining the company's board of directors. Kilfer was a longtime director at McKinsey & Company and held various U.S. government roles. Travis is Estee Lauder's chief financial officer and served on the board of Accenture. So that's cool. Facebook's board has made a handful of leadership changes over the past year. Dropbox CEO Drew Houston joined the company's board in February. The move came after Netflix CEO Reed Hastings and Erskine Bowles, president emeritus of the University of North Carolina, left the board last night. Hey, Facebook, if you want me, I'm sure that board position pays a healthy, you don't get a salary, but you get a stipend. I'll volunteer to be on the Facebook board of directors for a stipend. You know, it'd be kind of cool. I'm a user. I can provide valuable input. How about it, Facebook? Yeah. It'll snow. It'll snow places where snow never comes before that happens. All right. So let me go ahead here. And I think there was some email that came in. By the way, before I go too far, got a nice payment, not a nice payment, a nice donation. See if I can find it. Oh. Is that it? Nope. Maybe here. I have stuff going on for the podcast awards at the same time. Anyway, we got a $50 donation from one of our, maybe this is it. Yes, I want to thank, I want to thank Peter. Peter, thank you so much for your $50 donation to the Insider Program at Geek News Central. I greatly appreciate it. And I actually think you sent an email to, let me look here. I'm on the wrong email account. Comments. It's loading slowly. Yes. Good day, sir. I donated $50 to your show. Can you please add me to your GNC Insider program for the year? Absolutely. I've been enjoying it for a while now. I don't remember when I originally started listening, but I've been pulling the MP4, MP3 feeds for some time. During the years, I've watched you doing great work. Keep it up. I was part of IBM solution for GDPR. I feel so sorry for you, Peter. As you're going through it yourself, I've worked in IT for over 20 years. I've been with IBM for 22. And now I'm with the state of Washington. I have done IT development and architecture for many years with various languages. Although I am not looking for a new job at the moment, I will forward you a resume. Keep up the great work, Peter. And Peter's in Washington State. So if anybody's looking for an IT guy or an IT dude, hey, he's definitely getting a grand endorsement here by me. And Peter, look forward to, thank you for your resume. And it's pretty impressive. It really is. It's a three-pager, but it's got good stuff here going on. And I was very interested, Peter, about your August 2018 to February 2018 position. And I thought that was kind of an interesting title. Anyway, but anyone that's looking for an IT guy, we've got one in a few of them in the house. That's the way to do it. And I'll forward your resume to anyone that's looking. And actually, I sent it over to my CIO as well. What else? Is there anything else? Jeff, I don't know what's going on. I will try to fix that issue via the newsletter. All right. And I think that's it. That's all we got for today. And I hope that you enjoyed hanging out with me here for a little bit. Again, can you believe it? We're going to be back in the Michigan studio on Thursday. And I got to go over there and see how things are. I've got a bunch of stuff to do. It's going to be a very, 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 very busy 4 days. It really, really is. I got to maximize my time there. Will not be much downtime. But I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Stay healthy. If you know anyone with this coronavirus, let us know. Let me know how they're doing, how they survived it. We haven't heard too many stories about people. But I guess for those that survived it, it was just kind of like the flu per se. But I'm just worried about the secondary infections that kind of has been rumored around. But Lee and Chris and everyone else that was watching live today, thanks for being on board and saying hello. Other than that, we're going to get you out of here. Had a great time down in Florida. And Lee, I'm in Coldwater. Again, drop me a note and let's connect up. I have a few cold ones and tell old war stories. So, anyone, thanks for being here. We'll take care of you next time. See you, everyone, here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.